Welcome to the April 2024 audio version of the Desired State Newsletter. Beginning quote. Effective leadership teams regularly examine student performance and aggregate classroom observation data to make decisions about professional development within a cycle of continuous improvement. Sharing both student learning and classroom observation data with staff can help the leadership team communicate the importance of data-based decision-making and build staff consensus for targeted professional development. End quote. There are four areas that provide the enabling context of continuous school improvement: communication, leadership, data-based decision-making, and collaboration. As the Kansas Learning Network provides information to the ISI, CSI, TSI, and ATS identified buildings and districts, the focus will remain on these as we coach in systems. This newsletter is centered around using data as part of the continuous improvement cycle. As leadership teams consider the school year ending and the impacts of efforts through the lens of data, most stakeholders set aside time for intentional reflection. From this data reflection, leadership teams will often celebrate the efforts of what programs and practices had the intended impact. Additionally, teams also look at data sets to uncover what efforts might need refinements moving forward. A major role of the leadership team is to regularly analyze school performance data and classroom observation data to identify needs. This also helps the system to understand what potential professional development might be needed to improve. The leadership team is positioned to take a broad view of data to make decisions focused on school improvement efforts. The team can consider data from multiple sources. It can use data to monitor implementation of professional learning and its impact of students' results. Using ongoing data collection and analysis informs continuous improvement efforts. As the leadership team sets aside time to reflect on implementation efforts, here are some questions the team might consider. What groups and subgroups benefited from improvement efforts? What evidence might the team be utilizing to know this? As the team reflects, what might be some potential growth areas from the data? What evidence might the team be utilizing to know this? Additional resources can be found on our website at www.ksdetasn.org/KLN. Again, that's www.ksdetasn.org/KLN.